Welcome to a bonus episode of ESC 101. As you've already seen by the title of this episode, I went ahead and endured the 4.5-hour show that is Una Voce per San Marino, so you don't have to. Get ready as I react to the 17 entries of San Marino's national final for Eurovision 2024 and find out which entries were in my top 5. Let's find out if I agree with San Marino on who they're sending to the Eurovision Song Contest. This is ESC 101. The San Marinese National Final Una Voce per San Marino 2024 took place over the week of February 19th to 24th. The program began with an audition period from November to January, with 129 acts qualifying to the semifinals, as well as established artists auto-qualifying to the final and an artificial intelligence session, which is a Eurovision first. When I first heard of the AI session, I thought it was a terrible idea. Then, when I heard the songs that were produced, I thought it was amazing. The quality was amped up and I was surprised by what was made. The grand final is made up of 17 acts. 4 of those acts came from the semifinals. 1 came from the San Marinese semifinal, meaning the final was guaranteed to have at least one artist from San Marino itself. 3 acts came from a second chance round. 1 act came from the AI round called the San Marino Sessions, and the remaining 8 acts were the aforementioned established artists who auto-qualified. All of the decisions were made by a jury, and I hope San Marino one day opens the voting to an international vote, as it would be great for fans to have a say, and since San Marino doesn't have its own cell phone network, it can't have a local televote. Now, before I get into my review of the acts, I want to remind everyone that my thoughts on these entries are my own. You're free to disagree with them, and the critiques I give are meant to be constructive and never out of hate. Each artist put a lot of effort into their entry and deserve the credit of having the courage to put themselves out there. I will judge the entries honestly from my position as a Eurovision fan, and it isn't going to be all positive. Everyone has room to grow, and everyone has room to shine. I will also let you know that I've had to go back and re-listen to some of the entries because, as I mentioned in the intro, the national final took over 4.5 hours to get through, and by the end, my brain was just mush. As I was taking notes on each entry, they slowly turned into just mutterings of frustration and fatigue rather than genuine critiques. So I listened back to the live performances and adjusted my notes with a fresher perspective. So with that being said, let's delve into the 17 acts which aimed to represent San Marino at Malmö. I'll be going through the acts in running order. Song number 1 is Il Protagonista by Pago. E viaggio con in tasca la mia bussola per ogni meta un orologio che scandisca bene il tempo. Sono io l'autore ed il regista, il protagonista. E quando viaggio io cerco il sole, cerco il calore della gente, sento la musica e le parole. Ogni città sono come te, sono come te, sono un sognatore. This was one of the pre-qualified established artists, and the song placed last, which in my opinion is undeserved. This song is a fun bop to open the show, and I'm sad this came last. The staging has a flying cityscape which reminded me of both Poland 2021 and Australia 2023 if you combine their LED back walls, very neon and urban. The song itself has almost Latin or surfer vibes, very chillin' boogie-woogie. He sounds great, but I can't take the song seriously. It feels like a fun tune, but I don't know where this sits for Eurovision. I feel like it could go somewhere, but I'm honestly on the fence with this one. The ending went nowhere, and for me, this is not a winner. It's enjoyable, but just not exciting for Eurovision. This did not deserve last place. Song number 2 is With You by Daudia. There's no need to fly, now that you're around. Pull me back to life when I'm steely drawn. Then you stole my heart and I'll stay. I don't wanna fight this feeling. You make me believe it. Tell me when it's This entry was the winner of the first semifinal, and the song placed 12th. When I listened to this song, I immediately got Southern United States pop, kind of like a Taylor Swift B-track song. Taylor Swift is massively popular, and in this case, it's not a good thing to be compared to. It's not a bad song, the vocals are solid and they blend nicely, the instrumentation is very radio-friendly, and I don't reach for the off switch, but it's middle of the road. The fact that I equated it to Taylor Swift immediately sets off alarm bells of wannabe vibes or cover band vibes. I don't think this is the right song for Eurovision or San Marino, but I think this has its place in country music festivals or in Californian teenage heartthrob fantasies. Not my personal cup of tea, but at least it's not terrible. It's just meh. Song number three is Nostalgia by Per Giove, spelled X-G-I-O-V-E. Abbandonato sull'isola, nostalgia, no, non vado via. Ulisse aveva ragione, lasciando il cuore a Ithaca. Tutta questa ipocrisia fa in modo che ci sia silenzio mentre brucia il mondo. Non c'è più una religione, solo distrazione dalla televisione. This entry was one of the three selected from the second chance round, and the song placed 8th. This group also came third in the 2023 edition of Una Voce per San Marino. This entry is stuck in my head for some reason, and I don't know why. I'm really getting into the song. I love the instrumentation, I love the no-no-nostalgia part, and it has a rockability in a fun way. Also, that accordion bit is just absolute perfection. This has Picked Jack's vibes, a boy band with some actual level of substance. But putting my personal enjoyment of the song to the side, is it for Eurovision? It has potential if it has the right staging, but even then, it's difficult to tell. Picked Jack's is unfortunately San Marino's worst ever result, getting a null point in the semifinal, which I think is undeserved. It wasn't a great package, but I've seen worse San Marinese performances. This feels like a Picked Jack's repeat, but with a more interesting song and better stage presence. I love this entry, but I'll have to see the other performances before I make any judgment calls. Song number four is A Dare for Love by Amy Atkinson. Is there anyone out there who'll see every part of me? Is there anyone out there who cries out for clarity? I've been walking around in a circle for miles and miles. Is there anyone out there who'll take a dare for love? Are you ready now to bask in the glow? This entry was one of the pre-qualified established artists, and the song placed 4th. Vocally, this reminds me of the UK in 2017. The dress was one of the best that I saw that night, and she has a stage presence. However, the stage itself felt empty and her movements were alright, but it didn't help elevate the visual element of the performance. The song is well produced, and I could see this in Eurovision once a stage plan is in place. It's a good entry, and it's a positive sign that San Marino's quality is improving. This sounds modern, emotional, and has dimension. Honestly, having this kind of quality song in the lineup, it's refreshing to see. Song number 5 is Freedom by Dez. Yeah, jumping on clouds, getting so high. I see the stars, feeling the breeze, feeling the light. Oh my God, jumping on clouds, getting so high. I see the stars, push me harder, yeah, yeah. So I can reach it. I just need a piece of the sky. No more chains on me. This entry was the winner of semifinal 4, and the song placed 16th. This entry came way too low, in my opinion. Dez's voice is interesting, in a good way. There is clear emotion in the singing, and overall, the song sounds good. It's not my usual genre, but honestly, that doesn't detract from my enjoyment of the song. This is definitely above middle of the road for me. But thinking about the song in Eurovision, it reminds me of Czechia in 2021, which we remember how much that flopped, and unfortunately, I feel this would do the same. The song on its own is good, just not my personal flavor. It's respectable, and so far there hasn't been a song I wanted to throw in the trash. So far. Song number 6 is Chi Siamo Davvero by Marcella Bella.
Mi hanno fatto camminare anche quando tutto il mondo stava per crollare e urliamo incontro al mattino. La luce del giorno ci illuminerà. Sarà che forse possiamo sorridere, scegliere, decidere chi siamo davvero. Un legame ma lo temi e non riesci a confessare che hai bisogno di fidarti, abbandonarti, di rischiare.
This entry was one of the pre-qualified established artists and this song placed 6th. There are some fans that have drinking games while they watch the contest, and if one of those rules was to drink each time they heard a key change, people would end up with alcohol poisoning because there is a key change every 30 seconds. I kid you not, I counted 5 key shifts in this song, and it was incredible. This song reminds me of the 2008 and 2011 era. This song would probably do okay then, but not in 2024. It's mediocre in its expressions of emotion, and it feels like a cliche with no soul. Her voice is good and she looks stunning, but the song just goes nowhere for me. The stage presence was also non-existent, and I'm just meh about this whole entry. Song number 7 is Human by Aaron Sibley.
I think that if we're human, why don't we go outside, live our lives in daylight? Tell me if we're human, alive or are we living? Are we just in it? Must be something we're missing. Going down the same road before, should I feel ashamed? I'd rather feel than feel nothing at all.
This entry was one of the pre-qualified established artists, and the song placed 13th. Aaron came 3rd in the 2022 edition of Una Voce per San Marino as an emerging artist, so congratulations on the promotion to established artist, but my condolences on dropping 10 places in the process. His voice is fantastic. The song is above middle of the road, but it doesn't wow me. It sounds modern, but it just doesn't really go anywhere for me. I don't know if this deserved 13th, but it was not a top 3 finisher for me. This sounds like something Sheldon Riley, the Australian representative in 2022, would sing. Again, when I'm making comparisons to other artists, it's usually not a good sign. Aaron's voice should stand out in a song that has more of a unique flavor to him. Song number 8 is Questa Volta by Uladi, Corona, and Ice MC featuring DJ Jad.
You don't love me,
ma che se ne fotte,
cause io da te,
yeah, ho preso le botte.
You don't deserve me, I'm too hot for ya. You did that thing, now I'm calling my lawyer.
Ma che se ne fotte,
cause I got a million. The ladies they love me, the door that I'm building, there's nothing above me.
This entry was one of the pre-qualified established artists, and this song placed 14th. That ranking was, in my opinion, way too high. This is my last place. This entry is hot trash. Straight in the bin, this song belongs in the 2000s era and has no business being in 2024. It's just a random assortment of elements that just don't join together. It's flatter than a pancake and it doesn't have anything. It's just noise. Sorry, I don't mean to be rude to Laddie, Corona, and Ice MC featuring DJ Jad. I'm sure someone likes this entry, but that person's just not me, and I'm moving on. Song number 9 is Pazza by Loredana Bertè.
Adesso vado dritta ad ogni piglio. Va bene, sono pazza, che c'è? Che c'è? Io sono pazza di me.
Sola, This entry was one of the pre-qualified established artists, and this song placed second. Now, I know that my opinion of this song is going to be controversial and may anger the Eurovision fandom, but before you switch off and send me an angry email, please hear me out. Before I even listened to this song, I already had a problem with it. The rules of Eurovision state that you're not allowed to use a song that has been commercially released before a certain date. There are no rules about songs that have been used in previous national finals in the same year, and in my opinion, there should be. I was a bit salty when the Killilaro participated in Sanremo 2022, lost, and then waltzed towards San Marino and tried to represent them. It felt like we got Italy's leftovers, but my saltiness was diluted with pepper when he brought a new song and produced yet another iconic San Marinese performance with the Mechanical Bull. Loredana, on the other hand, has, in my opinion, committed the awful crime of not only participating in Sanremo 2024 to try to represent Italy, she also waltzed over to San Marino with the same song. That's right, Pazza was performed at Sanremo 2024 on the fifth night, placing seventh. This is physically, literally, and actually Italy's unwanted leftovers. Not taking the song into account, this feels wrong, and in my not-so-humble opinion, should be against the rules. I don't care if the song is utter perfection. Artists should not be allowed to submit the same song over and over again to different countries until they win. It's lazy, it's disrespectful, and this entry gets a dishonorary last place. I do not want your leftovers, Italy. San Marino gained its independence from you over 1700 years ago, and it deserves its own quality entry. Putting my rant to the side, looking at the song, it's good. There's decent production behind the song, but at times it felt predictable. I'm also putting aside the terrible audio mixing and the error in the playback. Loredana's vocals were a mix of good and meh. There was zero stage presence, which also took marks away. Judging the performance based on its own merits, I would not have placed it second, but it's also not last place. Maybe somewhere in the middle to upper middle? Musically, I'm willing to put it in my top 10, but for my personal rankings, this is dishonorary last place. I'm going to move on from Italy's leftovers and instead look at an actual San Marinese entry. Song number 10 is Invincibile by Kida.
Ciò che è stato e più non cado, cado. Sai che ormai io non ci faccio caso. Forse è destino, questo è il mio cammino. Ma non ho ancora un riparo chiaro. Vedo la speranza in una stanza chiusa a chiave dall'adolescenza. Ora l'ho aperta e non so stare senza tutta quell'essenza. Io mi sento persa.
This entry was the winner of the San Marinese semifinal, meaning Kida is from San Marino itself. This song placed 15th. A contrast to Italy's leftovers, this song is actually original, but unfortunately, it needs a lot of work. This entry is dated. Her voice is okay, but she needs more breathing control. Overall, this is just mediocre and doesn't fit in 2024. Unfortunately, San Marino's audio balancing abilities are limited, so the sound isn't doing her any favors, but her style is somewhat interesting. She seems a bit young. I feel like if she was a younger age, she would do well in Junior Eurovision, but as an adult, she doesn't have that choice. I understand that San Marino has a limited artistic pool to choose from amongst its 33,000 citizens, so I understand they can't just send Valentina Moneta every year, but maybe she should come back in 2025. Song number 11 is Dance Like This by Boom, spelt with three O's and an exclamation mark.
Up in the morning, just we're just living like it's gonna be our final night. Alright, I just wanna feel the way I feel forever. Cause everything that's coming later is just another night.
This entry was the winner of semifinal 2, and this song placed 5th. This song placed way too high in my opinion because this sounds like it came straight out of a musical, and in this case, it's not a good thing. It's very vanilla and it's very plain. This feels like a One Direction B-track song, For what it is, it's decently produced, their vocals blend well and they look somewhat stylish, but this is the definition of cliché mediocre, and this has X Factor and Britain's Got Talent written all over it. This kind of song would have been interesting 15 years ago, but certainly not today. I'm passing on this entry. Song number 12 is Il Paradiso è qui by Jalis.
Il paradiso è qui, in ciò che siamo noi, due lettere di una poesia, le lacrime non vanno via, la vita siamo noi, l'inferno invece è qui.
This entry was one of the pre-qualified established artists, and this song placed 10th. This duo represented Italy in 1997 with the song Fiume di Parole and came 4th that year, so there is experience behind this duo. I felt bad reading their Wikipedia article because one of the headings was called Decline in Independent Projects. Talk about harsh. However, they have a history with San Marino as they submitted a song to try to represent San Marino in 2008, and they took part in Sanremo 2007. Both of which failed. But what about their attempt in 2024? This song wants to be dramatic, but it's missing the drama elements. Vocally, it's good, but it's missing the needed dramatic element, and the male singer is just there, adding literally nothing to the performance. She sounds great, but I much prefer their 1997 entry. This has Wannabe and Comeback written all over it, and I'm not here for it. Song number 13 is Big Mama by Mate. This entry was the winner of semi-final 3, and the song placed 9th. The performance felt static. It's nice to have the backing drummers, but this type of entry needs dancing, especially from the singer. The song is alright, not my cup of tea, but it's not bad by any stretch of the imagination. Interesting costume choice, but nothing about this wows me. It's above mediocre, but I'm not obsessing over the song. I think the placement is deserved, and I would like to see her singing a better song because I think she has potential, just not with this entry. Song number 14 is Paranoia by Masala and Foresta.
Every part of who I am makes me proud of where I stand. I must remember that when I feel scared. Where did the paranoia go? It took advantage of my soul.
This entry was one of the three selected from the second chance round, and the song placed 11th. Vocally, it sounds good. Their voices blend, and there's a chemistry between them. Again, this is just better than mediocre, but I feel like better than mediocre is becoming the new mediocre. Musically, it's okay, but this feels like a song Sia would sing. Again, another comparison, this just feels expected. It's a good track, it may have done well in Eurovision 5 to 10 years ago, but this needs more development and work. I'm just meh about it, and I'm moving on. Song number 15 is Governo del Cuore by La Rua. This entry was one of the pre-qualified established artists, and the song placed 3rd. This song is just bland and soulless. It tries to be this radio-friendly song, but it doesn't even sound radio-friendly. This feels like the definition of generic rock that has no heart or emotion in it. Bottom five for me easily, and how this came third, I will not understand. This song started at the 3-hour, 15-minute mark in the show, so perhaps the jury members were so tired that they just started giving away their points liberally, or perhaps they were intoxicated by their own fatigue. This entry went nowhere for me and just feels dated and out of place. Song number 16 is The Last Polar Bear by Dana Gillespie.
When I look back, spend my life dancing in the snow. Now I wonder, where did it go? I'm just a polar bear who's trying to survive.
This entry was the winner of the San Marino Sessions, the artificial intelligence round, and the song placed 7th. This song is indescribably perfect. This is a hot mess, literally, as global warming is melting the ice caps and polar bears have nowhere to go. This song is a non-joke joke entry. Of course, this would not win on musical merits, but the lyrics and the song itself is the perfect definition of stereotypical Eurovision. Artificial intelligence had a hand in making this song, and this sounds 100% artificial. I think the AI just took every single Eurovision entry's lyrics, searched for the most relatable topic, which I guess is climate change, and produced this song. I unironically love this song. Would it do well in Eurovision? Maybe for the memes and the jokes? At any rate, this song is going on my playlist, and I am waving a metaphorical lighter in the air in solidarity for The Last Polar Bear. I love this entry, and I know I shouldn't, but I do. Dana Gillespie, good job. This is a great performance. So soothing, so heartwarming, wholesome yet tragic, just, it's amazing. Song number 17 is 1111 by Megara. This entry was one of the three selected from the second chance round, and the song won Una Voce per San Marino 2024. This entry is the only entry in the lineup that has a fully fleshed staging concept, and the song is extremely well produced. Some fans equate this to Bambi Thug and Ireland's entry, and they are right to do so. Ireland is in the first semifinal, and San Marino's in the second semifinal, so they can both be in the contest at the same time. This feels like Ireland's twin sister. The song has a great rocky vibe and has a visually contrasting element with the pink. I want Ireland and San Marino to both qualify and become best friends. However, San Marino this year is spoiled for choice in friendships, as they will almost certainly have a fanbase in Spain. Megara is Nebulosa, a 2023 reject turned 2024 success. Megara participated in Spain's national final in 2023, lost, and won San Marino's national final in 2024. Nebulosa participated in San Marino's national final in 2023, lost, and won Spain's national final in 2024. They are literal mirror twins, and this entry even has a Spanish flavor in its instrumentation. There will be some enhancements for Malmö's stage, but this entry already has a great foundation to work with, and I love the skeleton dancers. Their makeup is absolute perfection. And those are the 17 entrants of Una Voce per San Marino 2024, a wide array of songs with different genres, looks, and backgrounds. For the most part, I would willingly listen to these entries on repeat, and San Marino at least has options to choose from. Now, I'm not going to rank all 17 entries, but I will say that I have clear-cut categories that I'll quickly run through before revealing my top 5. In the bottom category, there are five entries which distinctly show poor and dull elements that I feel are just forgettable. And in no particular order, they are Pago, Boom, Wadi Corona, and Ice MC featuring DJ Jad, La Rua, and Jalis. These entries were either bland or just soulless, and I felt these songs had zero chance of doing well at Eurovision as they were. In the middle category, there are seven entries that I felt were mediocre. They weren't bad, but they just weren't eye-popping. They were either entries that I compared to other artists, or just middle-of-the-road songs that would not probably fare well at Eurovision, but have some level of merit in the music world. In no particular order, these are Dez, Daudia, Aaron Sibley, Marcella Bella, Kira, Mezia and Forsta, and Mate. Now comes my top five. These entries have the most intriguing elements and either are ready for an enhancement for Eurovision or with some work can be made ready for Eurovision. My fifth place entry is Loredana Bertè's Pazza. Look, I know I went on a rant about this entry and how it's literally Italy's unwanted leftovers, but in this lineup of songs, this edged all the mediocre entries despite having zero stage presence. It's a decent song that has staging potential at Eurovision, and it's my fifth place for a reason. It needs the most work, and Loredana needs a better stage presence than just standing at the microphone stand. The song is intriguing and has its own merits. My fourth place entry is Amy Atkinson's A Dare for Love. I know I said this reminded me of the UK in 2017, but in this case there is a quality to this song, and with the right staging and work through, it could do decently. This is my fourth place because this has better stage presence than Loredana, and I'm loving the dress and crown, and this is above the mediocre entries. I don't dislike the song, but it still needs some kind of stage development. This also came fourth in the San Marinese ranking, so I guess I agree with San Marino on this one. My third place entry is Dana Gillespie's The Last Polar Bear. This is what happens when you combine every Eurovision entry into AI and allow it to work its magic to produce a Eurovision song. I love this entry. It's so wholesome with a heartbreaking message, and it's adorable. I have to place this third. I want more of this in my life. Of course, it would never go to Eurovision, but part of me wishes it would simply for the laughs and the memes. Of course, it's no laughing matter for polar bears, so please remember them in your hearts when you listen to this song. My second place entry is Per Giove's Nostalgia. I seriously cannot get this song out of my head. I shouldn't like this song, but I do. It's a fantastic party song, and I'm just repeating the nostalgia over and over again. The accordion is wonderful, their stage presence is fun, and they have a charisma. I think if this had a good stage plan, it could do decently in Eurovision, especially since it has the hook that fans can pick up right away. This is going on my repeat playlist. Of course, that leaves my top pick for San Marino being Megara's 11-11. I'm so glad San Marino picked this entry because this is the most ready for Eurovision, and it will get the enhancements that it needs to really stand out on the stage. San Marino is stereotypically known as the country in Eurovision that sends a memorable entry, whether in a good way or a bad way. Whether it's Valentina Moneta, Serhat, Flo Rida, or a Mechanical Bull, San Marino brings the oddity, and this is no exception. This year, it's skeleton dancers with a witchy rock aesthetic, and I will be rooting for San Marino's qualification this year. I'm calling it now. They will qualify, and I'm going to take it a step further and say this will surpass San Marino's top result. And those are my thoughts on the entries of Una Voce per San Marino 2024. Overall, a good mix of songs. Now, as you know, I love and adore San Marino. With that being said, this year's Una Voce was way too long. It should not have taken 4.5 hours to get through 17 songs. For context, the longest Eurovision Song Contest was 2023, clocking in at just under 4 hours and 15 minutes. This national final was almost 30 minutes longer than that. For some reason, San Marino's broadcaster thought it would be a good idea to place interval acts after every second entry. So we would hear two songs, then we would have an interval act. The show was absolutely torturous. From the odd acting hosts, which I didn't understand because I don't speak Italian, to the very prominent advertising promotion. Like Ireland, San Marino needs sponsors for their national final. But unlike Ireland, the audience didn't get any special prizes. Instead, I got San Marino's outlet experience advertised to me several times, which I admit I kinda wanna visit. The show could have been done in an hour and a half. maybe 2 hours to be generous, but not almost 5 freaking hours. Oh, remove all but one interval act, which should have been performed during the voting that would have taken place, and calm down with the promotional advertising. Also, can we get some new guests? This is the third year in a row that Albano was part of the show, and the intervals were just meh. Get someone new. Get Sam Marinese Eurovision stars involved. I would love to have Achille Lauro back as an interval. It was nice to have Senet and Valentina involved via video message, but I would like them back in person next year. Seriously, I couldn't even sit through the whole show. I had to walk away and eat dinner, but I didn't even miss very much. No national final should be almost 5 hours long. Heck, Eurovision shouldn't even be 5 hours long, and I love Eurovision. San Marino needs some tighter creative decisions for next year. I like that they're using national finals, but it needs to be trimmed, and they need to bring in a few more professional elements. And those are my thoughts on Una Voce per San Marino. I'll reserve my overall thoughts on the winning entry in the context of the semifinal for my Semifinal 2 reaction episode, which is set for late April. I'll make a formal announcement on our episode schedule for the spring sometime in March, so be sure to stay tuned for that. Thank you so much for joining me on this bonus episode of ESC 101. Our usual content is still on schedule for this coming Friday, where we're returning to the Eurovision Yearbook. Stay tuned, and I hope to see you then. You have been listening to ESC 101. See you next time.